Here's your KNDY weatherology forecast for northeast Kansas and southeast Nebraska. Slight chance for showers with fog and spots early today. Otherwise, cloudy skies expected. Highs level off around 68. Cloudy skies expected tonight. Chance of rain showers. Lows level off around 51. Cloudy tomorrow. Slight chance of thunderstorms. Highs level off around 72. I'm staff meteorologist Jennifer Wojcicki. Right now, it's 48 degrees.
Kansas Mid-American Network News, I'm Andy Hoosier. Well, local officials around the state of Kansas say that tourism is relatively down compared to the same period last year of 2024, with many towns saying that because of maybe the spring season and the wetter seasons that we've seen already in the springtime, it has deterred a lot of tourist attractions and people getting out and about for the spring and early summer season. As according to officials in the Topeka area, they say their town alone has tourism taxes down near $50,000, or roughly 15% less than what they had expected by this time already.
Yes, the Hotel Topeka does play into this, as it has been difficult to sell for group in particular, but we had some severe weather issues that withheld some of the stuff that was on the books already. We don't anticipate a significant reduction again in the first quarter of 26. We actually have a lot of great book business in at that point.
That audio from KSNC News. Communities around Kansas say they are gearing up for a busy summer season around the state. But American Network News, I'm Andy Hoosier.
At Rusty at Ford, we believe value should drive everything we do. And with employee pricing, you pay what we pay for your new Ford. For 11 days only during our Memorial Day sell-a-thon, the deals are even bigger. Get employee pricing on Ford's best-selling lineup of trucks and SUVs. But hurry, this value-driven offer is for a limited time and only during this Memorial Day sell-a-thon. Get employee pricing and 0.9% APR plus $3,000 cash on a new Ford F-150. America's number one selling truck for 47 years. Hurry, this deal ends June 2nd. Employee pricing and 0.9% APR plus $3,000 cash on a new F-150. We have over 85 new F-150s on our lot and ready for you. Visit Rusty at Ford or online at rustyatford.com.
Absolutely unbeatable.
0.9% APR for 36 months, $28.16 per month for $1,000 financed.
The Donald Trump administration has officially approved the request that came from Kansas Governor Laura Kelly for federal disaster declaration relief efforts in the state. As KSNT News reports it, as of Friday last week, the Adjunct General's Department for the state of Kansas had announced that President Donald Trump had approved the declaration due to the severe winds, the straight line winds, flooding, and wildfires that happened in the month of March between the 14th and the 19th. According to their request from Governor Kelly, they say that multiple different counties had sustained damage to utility infrastructure, along with different roads, bridges, and even government-owned buildings during that time. As Governor Kelly has released a statement saying, quote, "I am grateful that this request for federal assistance has been approved. These federal funds will go a long way in supporting the restoration work by those in counties that were impacted by the storms." With the approval of the declaration, it does allow local government entities around those areas and certain nonprofit organizations to apply for public assistance funds in repairing or replacing the damaged infrastructure. Mid-America Network News. Nebraska, Mid-America Network News. I'm Andy Hoosier. President Donald Trump's administration has officially approved the federal disaster declaration that happened from the storms from mid-March across the state of Nebraska with the winter storms that they say damaged near and exceeding $64 million in infrastructure. Is according to the Nebraska Examiner, Governor Jim Pillen did announce that Trump had signed the request as of last week, with the federal declaration being the first request from Governor Pillen in 2025. The damage, according to the state government, said it costed more than 27 counties, with a lot of the damage resulting in downed electrical lines, damaged utility poles, and more than 1,700 poles that were downed or destroyed across the state. During the storm that did happen back in mid-March, they say an estimated 200,000 customers were left without power at the height of the storm, many communities establishing emergency shelters to help those without electricity for a long period of time. Local officials around the state say that if Trump had denied the request, that the cost would have fallen back on the local property taxes.
Who is Farm Bureau Financial Services? At our core, we're relationship builders. We're home and auto bundlers, life insurers, farm and ranch protectors, and retirement planners. We're neighbors, community members, and friends. We're the people you can count on now and for years to come. Find a Farm Bureau agent at fbfs.com/protect. Farm Bureau Property and Casualty Insurance Company, Western Agricultural Insurance Company, Farm Bureau Life Insurance Company.
Reporting local news, I'm Bruce Dierking. Extension of the number of days for discharging fireworks within city limits brought about considerable discussion at Tuesday night's Marysville City Council meeting. Discussion included enforcement, and council members shared public comments received recently, debating merits and concerns. Consensus was to send the matter back to committee, with council members acknowledging both those in favor and those against the extension. An initial recommendation from the recently initiated Youth Advisory Committee to reduce admission prices for the city swimming pool was adopted with unanimous consent. City Administrator John Shaverkamp outlined budget and financial positions, including breakdown of water and sewer funds. Those are available on the Tuesday night video of the council meeting on the city website. Marshall and Washington County Commissioners meetings last week were mostly routine business. Nemahal County Attorney Brad Lippert advised at last week's meeting that he's moving his retirement date up to July 1st this year, which was planned next summer. He's recommending the position take care of all child in need of care and juvenile cases and suggested raising the budget for the post another $40,000 to better attract finding an attorney following his retirement. Gage County Board of Supervisors voted unanimously to proceed with Davis Design of Lincoln pending contract negotiation for design concept and ideas for potential jail expansion. 5 requests for proposals were received. For Marshall County residents only, free disposal days at Marshall County Transfer Station will be Thursday, May 29th and Saturday, May 31st from 8 to 3. Items accepted include residential waste, scrap metal, appliances with no freon. Non-commercial construction demolition material from personal projects will be accepted, weather permitting. There is a fee for tire disposal. No yard waste, commercial waste, asbestos, medical waste, or industrial waste. No paint, chemicals, or household hazardous waste. For details, contact the Public Works Office. Marysville Public Library summer program kickoff Thursday, May 29th, 11 a.m. with a science show for children and caregivers. Summer library program starts June 2nd. Sign-ups on the library website or by calling the Marysville Public Library. Marshall County Arts Cooperative will host a summer camp for youth going into 1st through 7th grades with introduction into theater, dance, voice, and visual arts June 9th through the 14th from 8 to 2 each day with a performance Saturday evening, June 14th. For enrollment or information, phone 785-859-4260. Judy Bisping was our public affairs guest this past weekend on KNDY. She's recently assumed the post of community health worker with the River Valley Extension District.
And it can vary everywhere you go. The needs might be utility assistance. It might be assistance with the rent. Maybe it's food. Maybe it's getting transportation or finding health care. Maybe their furnace went out during the winter and they got to find a replacement somehow and they don't have any way to do it. And this can be just anybody. It can be young people. It can be elderly people. It just very. So many people are living on very limited incomes, and there's a lot of needs out there.
Loyola M. Sudbeck, age 91 of Seneca, passed away Sunday. Massive Christian burial Thursday, 10:30 at St. Mary's Catholic Church, St. Benedict. Burial in the church cemetery. Rosary Wednesday at 2 and again at 7 p.m. at the Lauer Funeral Home of Seneca, in charge of arrangements for Loyola Sudbeck. Randy L. Thorman, age 74, of Greenleaf, passed away May 21st. Graveside service Thursday, 11 a.m. at the Sacred Heart Catholic Cemetery at Greenleaf, with Award Funeral Home in Washington in charge of arrangements for Randy Thorman. Adrian F. Ad Prawley, age 83, of Marysville, passed away April 4th. Memorial service is planned Thursday, May 29th, 2 p.m. at the Christy Anders Funeral Home in Waterville in charge of arrangements for Ad Prawley. Lona A. Dittmer, age 75, of Marysville, passed away May 25th. Celebration of life service Thursday, 3 p.m. at the Memorial Presbyterian Church in Marysville. Kinsley's of Marysville in charge of arrangements for Lona Dittmer. Lawrence Vittosh, age 85, of Beatrice, passed away Monday. Funeral service is planned Friday, 10:30 at Our Savior Lutheran Church. Burial in the Odell Check Cemetery. Visitation Thursday, 1 until 8. Family will greet friends Thursday from 6 until 7:30 at the Griffith Juvenile Chapel and Beatrice in charge of arrangements for Lawrence Vitash. Larry A. Swanson, age 75 of Frankfurt, passed away May 20th. Funeral service Friday, 11 a.m. at Salem Lutheran Church south of Axtell. Burial in the church cemetery. Visitation Thursday. Family will receive friends 5 until 7 p.m. at the Padden Funeral Chapel in Frankfurt in charge of arrangements for Larry Swanson. On the Marshall County Senior Citizens Lunch Menu today, ham salad sandwich, sweet potato fries, strawberry and spinach salad, mandarin oranges, and a cookie. Tomorrow, chicken cordon bleu, scalloped potatoes, peas, and fruit cocktail. KNDY News Time, 7:14.
With United Bank and Trust online banking, you have access to your hometown bank 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, 365 days a year at ubankonline.com. You can view account balances, access statements, and transfer money between your UBT accounts. You can also view account activity, pay bills, and even make loan payments without being limited by banking hours. Simply visit ubankonline.com to learn more. Online banking with United Bank and Trust. It's banking for your way of life. Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender.
Here's your KNDY weatherology forecast for Northeast Kansas and Southeast Nebraska. Partly sunny early on today, then a slight chance for some rain showers with our highs in the lower to upper 60s. Some scattered rain showers possible overnight tonight, mostly cloudy with our lows in the upper 40s and lower 50s. Rain showers may continue into Thursday, otherwise partly sunny with our highs in the lower 70s. Then a slight chance for some rain showers early Thursday night, otherwise mostly clear with our lows in the upper 40s and lower 50s. Sunshine into Friday, warmer with our highs in the lower 80s, then mostly clear skies throughout Friday night with our lows in the mid to upper 50s. There will be a slight chance for some rain showers on Saturday, mostly sunny with our highs in the mid to upper 80s. Then some scattered showers early Saturday night, mostly clear with our lows in the mid to upper 50s. Some sunshine throughout Sunday with our highs in the upper 80s, then mostly clear skies throughout Sunday night with our lows in the lower to mid 60s. Sunshine throughout Monday with our highs in the mid 80s and lower 90s. Then a slight chance for some scattered showers throughout Monday night, otherwise mostly cloudy with our lows in the mid to upper 60s. And more rain may be possible throughout Tuesday. I'm meteorologist Kara Foster.
Average high temperature late May, 80. Record high on this date, 95. The average low, 59. The record low, 34. Sunset this evening, 8:45. Sunrise in the morning at 6:05. Some fog this morning. It's 48 degrees. That's a check of the morning news and weather for this Wednesday, the 28th of May. KNDY News Time, 7:16. I'm Bruce Dierking reporting.
Dr. Brittany here with Marysville Dental Care, where your family's health is our top priority. Dr. Zach, our team, and I are the family dental home you've always been looking for.
Our comprehensive dental care is designed to serve all of your dental needs. Whether it's a routine cleaning, braces, or cosmetic work, we provide the highest quality of care with a comfortable experience. Visit our office across from the Marysville Courthouse or go to MarysvilleDentalCare.com to schedule a visit.
Have the smile you've always wanted with our team by your side.
Setting the pace for the conference finals. Good morning, I'm Jay Reynolds. NBA's Eastern Conference Finals could be over in five. Pacers a 130-121 win over the Knicks in last night's game four to take a 3-1 series lead. Tyrese Halliburton, 32 points, 15 assists, 12 rebounds for his second career playoff triple-double.
I'm just trying to play the right way, man. I just want to impact winning. Told you guys that for the last 2 years. You know, I think after my third year and getting the big contract and now having to step into a new role, I think for me it was just about how can I impact winning. And I'm just trying to do that to the best of my ability.
Pacers lead the series 3-1, game five tomorrow in New York. Tonight, game five of the Western Conference Finals. OKC, a 3-1 series lead on Minnesota. Wolves facing a must-win. On the ice, Oilers, a pair of power play goals and then a pair of empty netters, and they beat Dallas 4-1. Edmonton now leads the series 3-1, game five Thursday in Dallas. Tonight, Carolina facing a must-win, hosting the Panthers. Florida leads the series 3-1. Baseball, Christian Yelich, walk-off grand slam in the 10th. Brewers beat Boston 5-1. White Sox hit a walk-off single for Matt Shaw to beat the Rockies in 11. Theme of the night, multi-homer games. Jose Altuve with a pair of homers in Houston's rout of the Athletics 11-1. Elly De La Cruz with two homers as the Reds beat KC 7-2. Cal Raleigh hits a pair as Seattle beats Washington 9-1. Raleigh now has 19 on the season. Shohei Ohtani has 20.
He swings, hits a high fly ball to left and deep. Kwan going back. He's to the track. He looks up. That ball's gone. A home run. It's number 20 for Ohtani. And his show just continues to roll. He is unbelievable. An opposite field home run for Shohei Ohtani.
He's the first to 20, 13 of them coming in the month of May. AM 570 LA Sports. Pirates rally from down 6 to beat Arizona 9-6. San Diego trailed 6-0 in the first. They rally to beat the Marlins 8-6. Wings beat Connecticut by 22. Paige Beckers gets her first WNBA win.
With Progressive Snapshot, you could save on auto insurance rates by driving safely, which is nice because you can just keep doing you. So keep on using that broken phone charger because it occasionally works. Keep quoting something you heard on a podcast as your own. Keep ignoring your sister's texts while you drive and after. And when baggage claim says, have a great trip, keep on saying, you too. And keep driving safely, and you could save with Snapshot from Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Snapshot not available in California from all agents. Surcharge possible for unsafe driving.
If you have a lot of shopping to do for summer, then you're actually in luck. Because at Macy's, the latest designer trends are here now. From swim and sandals to match sets and linen suits, all for 20% off. But get this. Spend $100 and get 25% off. Spend $200 and get 30% off. 30%. So the bigger your summer, the better. Because the more you buy, the more you save. But hurry, it all starts Thursday at Macy's. Savings off already reduced prices. Exclusions apply.
Kick off your summer of winning with KNDY and the 2025 Country Stampede in Bonner Springs, Kansas, June 26th, 27th, and 28th. Experience country's best artists like Thursday's headliner, presented by Kansas Lottery. Five-time Entertainer of the Year, Luke Bryan.
Country girl, shake it for me, girl. Shake it for me, girl. Shake it for me.
Friday night, presented by Jim Beam. Enjoy three-time Grammy winner Miranda Lambert.
But this ain't my mama's broken heart.
Then close out the weekend with Shenandoah and Cole Swindell on Saturday night. Visit KNDY's Facebook page every Tuesday in June to enter for a chance to win three-day superfan passes. Experience one or all 3 days and do it all up close and personal. Visit CountryStampede.com for information and start your summer right by winning Country Stampede tickets from KNDY.
From ABC News, Wall Street Now. Easing concern about tariffs and rising consumer confidence sent investors into rally mode Tuesday. The Dow Jones surged 740 points to finish the session at 42,343, while the NASDAQ composite soared 2.5%. The Standard & Poor's 500 broke a four-day losing streak by advancing 2%. Shares in Tesla rose 0.5% in after-hours trading, with shareholders in the electric car company reacting to a pledge from the CEO. Elon Musk said on X that he would be, quote, spending 24/7 at work. Some investors have been worried that Musk was spending too much time as head of President Trump's Department of Government Efficiency, DOGE. And United Airlines wants travelers who pack light to arrive at the airport a little earlier. Starting June 3rd, flyers taking only carry-on bags on a domestic flight will have to check in at least 45 minutes before takeoff. United's international check-in times will remain unchanged at 1 hour. Jim Ryan, ABC News.
Spring is here, and it's time to take back your lawn with a new Hustler mower from Blue Valley Trailers in Waterville. Right now, grab a great deal with $600 off all Raptor Edition residential mowers, the mower that delivers pro-level performance without the pro price. Providing top-of-the-line cutting performance while also offering first-in-class comfort, find the full line of commercial and residential Hustler mowers at Blue Valley Trailers in Waterville or their website, bluevalleytrailers.com, and take advantage of $600 off all Raptor Edition mowers until the end of May.
Market information from the Mid-America Ag Network. I'm James Guerin. Good Wednesday morning to you. Markets opening up for the second day of the trade week in just a little bit. Yesterday, we wrapped up a little bit mixed across the board. The livestock started off
in the red, but slowly made positive gains throughout the day, and the grains market in that red column all day long. We'll see if those trends continue throughout the day. Market report brought to you by Double T Livestock. Whether your herd is big or small, call Troy at 620-491-3312 to sell them all. That's Double T Livestock. Taking a look at the markets and how they closed up yesterday, and maybe seeing how those numbers could change throughout the day today. In the corn market, July corn finishing at even at 459 and a half a bushel. September corn down 4 pennies at 433 and three quarters. Kansas City wheat for July down 14 and a quarter pennies at 524 and a half. September Kansas City wheat also down 14 and a quarter pennies at 539 and a half. In the oats market, July oats up 5 1/4 pennies at 360 even. September oats up 5 pennies at 353 and a quarter. Over in the bean market, July soybeans up 2 1/4 pennies at 1062 and a half. August soybeans up 2 pennies even at 1058. Soybean meal for July up 10 cents at 296.30. Soybean meal for August closed at even at 302. Soybean oil for July up 22 pennies at 49.57. August soybean oil up 24 pennies at 49.79. Heading on over to the cotton market, July cotton finishing in the red down 54 pennies at 65.57. December cotton down 31 pennies at 68.32. And last but not least, taking a look at the canola for July, they're up big right now, $13.70 at 7.32.20. November up $6.30 at 694.30.
From Kansas State University, this is Agriculture Today. I'm Madeline Drake. Livestock, commodities, government payments, crop insurance, and many other things factor into how a farmer's net farm income will look. Kansas Farm Management Association Executive Director Mark Dykeman shares their report for average Kansas farm incomes over 2024.
I think the overall picture, the overall story of net farm income or overall production with the KFMA farms in Kansas in 2024 is a story of high livestock incomes, decent yields throughout the state, or as a state average, decent yields, low crop prices, which is going to lead to lower crop incomes throughout the state. Within overall incomes, both government payments and crop insurance play a pretty significant factor in profitability for the KFMA farms.
Dykeman describes a metric that they use to measure the health of agricultural operations. He says what they found for Kansas last year.
Our debt to asset ratio, so a measure of solvency for a farm, if they were to sell off all assets and pay off all debt, what would the end result look like? Ending debt to asset ratio was about 0.22, which is very healthy level to be at. That's basically unchanged from the previous year, from 2023. However, liquidity, which is a measure of how someone might be able to sell their current assets, so grain inventories, market livestock, things like that, and pay off current debt, so debt due within 1 year, that showed signs, liquidity showed signs of weakening a little bit. I think that decline in liquidity kind of indicates that that we're going to see some cash flow issues coming into 2025, and we're already starting to notice that. We could recognize that towards the end of 24. We knew that cash would be tight as the 25 crop is planted, as inputs are purchased for that. Cash is a little tighter than it has been historically.
He says what was a major contributor of net farm income for producers in Kansas in 2024.
Overall, government payments were about 68% of our net farm income, so very sizable portion. That's both livestock-related government payments and ECAP, as well as other ad hoc payments, other statutory program payments. So you put together that net crop insurance and the government payments, that's about 93% of our net farm income for the year.
That was Kansas Farm Management Association Executive Director Mark Dykeman giving a farm income report from 2024. I'm Madeline Drake. This has been Agriculture Today over the K-State Radio Network.
Thursday is sale day at Marysville Livestock Incorporated. They are expecting a cattle sale beginning 11:30 with the breads, cow-calf pairs, and bottle calves. Lightweight calves sell at noon, followed by stocker and feeders, and whip cows are last. They will have no sale on June 5th, alternating every other Thursday this summer in June and July. Early consignment listings for the sale Thursday, May 29th, 27. Black and red steers and heifers weigh 3.5 to 5. 25 black steers and heifers, 4 to 6. 48 black brockle steers and heifers, 4.5 to 6.50. 20 mixed heifers, 5 to 5.50. 7 black and red steers weighing 5 to 6. 45 black steers and heifers, 5 to 6.50. 23 weighing in at 5 to 7. 20 weighing 6 to 7. And 109 black and red cross heifers weighing 8 to 900 pounds. Again, sale time 11:30 Thursday at Marysville Livestock Incorporated, with no sale on Thursday, June 5th, alternating weeks on Thursdays in June and July.
It's National Hamburger Day, and we have a retrospective on America's favorite sandwich on the Old Farmer's Almanac Radio Report.
Imagine a life-threatening storm heads toward your home in the middle of the night. You don't hear the notifications. You can't hear the sirens. The best way to keep you and your family safe is Weather Call. When you're in the direct path of a life-threatening storm or tornado, you'll receive a phone call letting you know where the storm is and when it will arrive. Learn more online by visiting weathercall.now. That's weathercall.now. Weather Call travels with you. Wherever you are, it will monitor life-threatening storms at home, work, or on vacation. Customize your alerts. Get lightning safety messages. For just $15 per year, Weather Call could save your life. Sign up online at weathercall.now. That's weathercall.now. weathercall.now.
With more practical tips and useful advice, this is the Old Farmer's Almanac Radio Report for Wednesday, May 28th, the 148th day of the year. Singer Gladys Knight is celebrating a birthday, and it also happens to be National Hamburger Day. Here's a little hamburger history to chew on. The invention of the modern burger may date to 1885, when county fairgoers in Wisconsin complained that the fried meatballs were too hard to handle. The vendor responded by flattening them and served them on a bun. The competing claim says a restaurant in New Haven, Connecticut, invented the sandwich as a portable meal for workers on the go. Regardless, the hamburger remains America's favorite sandwich, with 50 billion sold each year. For you and me, that means downing 3 burgers per week to keep up with the average Joe. That is the Old Farmer's Almanac Radio Report. Find more fun facts online at almanac.com.
It's 7:30 from KNDY. 51 degrees with fog this morning. We'll look for seasonal highs around 70 today, tomorrow, reaching the 80-degree mark into the weekend with a warm-up.
Here's a look at your ag news from the Mid-America Ag Network. I'm Jeff Aiken. Golden Harvest tested different hybrids to find out how they responded to rescue nitrogen applications in wet fields. Here's Chad Smith.
Bruce Battles, a technical agronomy manager with Syngenta Seeds, says the weather can have a big impact on soil.
In a lot of years right now, we would think about a lack of nitrogen due to potentially heavy rainfalls or leaching of nitrogen through the soil, but this year we've actually probably had more of a problem, more of an issue with getting nitrogen to the plants. Slow mineralization early due to the cooler temperatures and with the dry soils, depending on how growers are placing their nitrogen, getting nitrogen to that developing seedling has been a challenge. But a lot of what we've focused on has probably been more of what we're not seeing this year in our agronomy research program is actually how to handle those more common cold, wet springs.
And that's a look at your ag news. I'm Jeff Aiken.
Whether it's state golf, softball, or track and field, the Twin Valley League is once again ready to show the state why there is no one better. Hey, it's Jeff Fortz of the TVL Spotlight. Head on over to TVLSpotlight.com for updates from all of the state competitions this week as the TVL tries to put a championship stamp on the 2025 season. That's TVLSpotlight.com, brought to you by KNDY Radio.